This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat, you can't beat Kennedy.
What?
'Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
Skirt, skirt.
You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, skirt, skirt. For sure.
Everybody say good morning to Jacaudi from Haverhill. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, that's actually really good. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
People must get it wrong all the time, though.
Oh, yeah.
I get like 1,000 nicknames a day.
All right, Jacaudi, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Of course. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's about to happen. Question number one, Zendaya made a whole entire movie during quarantine because apparently she never stops working. The cast took extreme safety measures and all had COVID tests. Zendaya starred as Mary Jane in Spider-Man Homecoming. Who played Spider-Man in that movie?
Andrew Garfield?
Question number three. Bill Nye is going viral for showing an experiment on how effective face masks really are in stopping the spread of the virus. Bill Nye is what kind of guy?
The science guy.
Question number three. Gwyneth Paltrow gifted her 14-year-old son a boobs puzzle for his birthday. I can just hear my son Barrett laughing right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Gwyneth Paltrow was married to Chris Martin. He's the lead singer of which band?
I don't know.
What?
Carson.
What?
Don't get
I
mad
don't
at her.
Jacaudi, what is happening?
Is he a country singer?
Chris Martin? He is a national treasure. What is wrong
He's
with you,
Jacaudi?
He's a country
singer, for sure. Yep.
I thought Nicholas Cage was a national treasure.
Question number four. Brad Pitt apparently almost starred in Almost Famous as Russell Hammond. He even read for the role with Natalie Portman, who also didn't end up in the film. Who starred as Penny Lane in the movie Almost Famous?
Chris Martin.
Oh, I love her.
What is going on
I
right now?
I love her. She can play every day.
Question number five. Conan O'Brien shared a photo of himself from the 80s looking like a beanpole carrying a guitar. Conan O'Brien hosts his own late night show on which network?
TBS.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Question was just on a roller coaster.
What just happened?
That was amazing.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Jacaudi got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
She's the best.
Okay.
Dan tried to give her 3. I'm not allowing it.
I want her to get +5.
Oh, my God. What happened?
You'll hear.
All right. These are tough. Question number one. Zendaya made an entire movie during quarantine, Kennedy. The cast took extreme safety measures. They all had tests done. Zendaya starred as Mary Jane in Spider-Man Homecoming. Who played Spider-Man?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland is correct. 1-0. Question number two. Bill Nye going viral for showing an experiment on how effective face masks really are in stopping the spread of COVID-19. Bill Nye is what kind of guy?
He's a science guy.
2-1. Question number three. Gwyneth Paltrow gifted her 14-year-old son a boobs puzzle for his birthday because...
Gwyneth.
Of course she did.
It'll be on Goop for $800.
I think Goop is boob backwards. Gwyneth was married to Chris Martin, who is the lead singer for which band?
Coldplay. Why is everybody laughing?
Kennedy, she goes, is Chris Martin a country singer?
Hit Carson right where he lived.
Question number four. Brad Pitt apparently almost starred in Almost Famous as Russell Hammond. He read for the role with Natalie Portman, who also didn't end up being in the film. Who starred as Penny Lane in that film?
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson is correct. Ducati said Chris Martin, actually.
I would have if I didn't know it. That'd be funny.
And then Carson goes, he's a national treasure. And Ducati goes, Nicolas Cage is a national treasure.
We are best friends now.
We stand.
Yeah, we're going to keep her.
Oh, my God.
4-1 question number five. Conan O'Brien shared a photo of himself from the 80s looking like a beanpole carrying a guitar. Conan hosts his own late night show on which network?
TBS.
TBS. Very funny. Yes.
Woo!
5-2 is the final score. To Cowdy.
I understand.
Okay. I understand you're going fishing today. And I would highly recommend you put on that country singer, Chris Martin. And his country and western band, they're called Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay makes great fishing music.
Yeah.
You want to cry.
Nothing like cracking a beer on the boat and putting on some Coldplay.
Yes.
Fix you, man. That really gets it going.
Oh. All right, Ducati, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Ducati from Havel, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat
that.
Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Julie from Franklin.
Julie.
Good morning.
Hey.
Julie went to Martha's Vineyard yesterday.
Jealous.
You're fancy.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And
that
then
sounds lovely.
And then came back today? Yesterday?
We actually just went for the day.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Early yesterday morning till last night.
That's all you need.
And Julie rode a bike for the first time in 25 years yesterday.
Mine's in my basement.
I love that.
I got it all fixed. I bought it, and I think I might have ridden it like a mile.
Yeah.
And I bought it like 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I still haven't ridden it.
I thought I was going to die, but I didn't.
I'm scared to ride it. I'm scared I'm going to fall down.
No.
Have you met me?
We'll get you some training wheels.
Kennedy, there's a whole saying about riding bikes.
What is it, Dan?
It's almost like it's just like riding a bike.
Huh.
Because you can't forget it.
I don't think so.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Julie?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
Jessica Simpson just marked the end of her 30s by jumping back into her 14-year-old jeans.
That's a power move.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh,
wow. She can still fit into them? That's
which
crazy.
Member of 98 Degrees was Jessica Simpson married to?
Nick Lachey.
Question number two. Ryan Seacrest revealed that his puppy was actually a gift from American Idol creator Simon Fuller. Along with hosting American Idol, Ryan Seacrest also co-hosts a morning TV show with whom?
Kelly Ripa.
Question number three. Rudy Giuliani revealed that he called the NYPD on Sacha Baron Cohen after he showed up in a pink bikini to derail an interview.
He's my favorite.
Sacha Baron Cohen is married to this red-headed actress.
Oh, my God, I should know this. I don't. I'm sorry.
Question number four. Cameron Diaz just launched a new wine brand and used a baby naming site to name it. Cameron Diaz starred in this 1994 movie alongside Jim Carrey. Hint, he wears something we're all wearing around right now.
A mask.
What was the name of the wine? Do you remember?
Didn't
see what it was. Question number five. Brittany Murphy shared intimate photos from her perfectly imperfect wedding day. Brittany starred in the Pitch Perfect films as Chloe. One of the members of the all-female a cappella group.
I wrote Brittany Murphy instead of Brittany Snow.
I was
just thinking about Brittany Murphy, apparently.
Okay. Anyway, what was the name of the a cappella group? From Pitch Perfect.
Something Tones. Bella Tones. The Bellas.
The what?
The Bellas. Bella Tones.
So close.
I know.
So close. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, let's see, Kennedy. I have three right.
Okay.
Okay, for Julie. Hey. Oh, stop. Stop my computer. My computer likes to do its own thing every once in a while. All right, Kennedy, are you ready? These are tough.
Yep.
Question number one. Jessica Simpson just marked the end of her 30s by jumping back into her 14-year-old jeans.
She looks amazing.
So good.
Which member of 98 Degrees was Simpson married to?
Nick Lachey.
Yes, the best member of 98 Degrees.
The only one you need to know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Tied at one. Question number two. Ryan Seacrest revealed that his puppy was actually a gift from American Idol creator Simon Fuller. Along with hosting Idol, Seacrest also co-hosts a morning TV show with whom?
Kelly Ripa.
How do you give a puppy as a gift? That's a
that's a tough gift.
Yeah, I don't. That's I think it's rude.
Because it's like a responsibility. Here
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, that's rude.
Unless he talked about wanting a dog.
Doesn't matter. You still don't give a dog as a gift.
Yeah.
Question number.
I would take dogs as gifts.
Me too, but.
Rudy Giuliani revealed that he called the NYPD on Sacha Baron Cohen after he showed up in a pink bikini to derail an interview. Sacha Baron Cohen is married to this red-headed actress.
Isla Fisher.
3-2. Question number four. Cameron Diaz just launched a new wine brand and used a baby naming site to name it. She starred in this 1994 movie alongside Jim Carrey. Hint, he wears something we're all wearing around now.
The mask. That's funny.
Love that movie.
Did you find out the name of the wine?
Yeah, it's Avaline.
Avalon?
Avaline.
Avaline.
Mm-hmm.
Question number five. Brittany Snow shared intimate photos from her perfectly imperfect wedding day. Brittany starred in the Pitch Perfect films as Chloe, one of the members of this all-female a cappella group. What was their name?
The Bellas. What's the name of the school? The Barton Bellas? The Barton Bellas. That's not right.
Does that work? I think that works. The Barton
she
Bellas.
Said it.
Yeah, the Barton
oh,
Bellas. Yeah, that was good, Kennedy. Nice job. That was all five. 5-3 is the final score. Julie, you don't get the cash. I'm sorry, but you you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Julie from Franklin, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.